Let's take a journey to another time and place. We have a guide.
Hello, my name is Jay Wilgoose, Esquire, and I am involved in the band Public Service Broadcasting.
Now, what's interesting about this band is many of the vocalists laid down their tracks long before Mr. Wilgoose was born.
Step in and see how, for the last quarter of a century, your coal was won.
Instead of writing lyrics, Public Service Broadcasting takes clips from old films to tell their stories. Their newest release follows the true story of a mining boom in Wales. Small communities flourished for a while until a technological revolution came along. We asked Jay Wilgoose, Esquire, to tell us how he went about trying to tell that story.
We kind of take a variety of archive material and we kind of write new songs around it. It started off as a kind of tongue-in-cheek thing where we claim to be teaching the lessons of the past with new music. I think we have kind of come to take that a little bit more seriously.
In South Wales, in seams over 2.5 feet thick, there is still at least 10,000 million tonnes of the coal that made her famous.
We've got a fairly long-standing relationship with the British Film Institute over here, and they have an enormous kind of archive of public information films and films produced by various government bodies over the years. A lot of stuff produced by the National Coal Board over here, like films to be shown to miners in cinemas at the time.
There's more to mining than dust and dirt. Much more.
Real miner.
You'll discover the excitement of going underground. There'll always be something new.
Basically, they bring you these cans of film that have been unopened for many years and, you know, lace up a sort of 35mm film on old Steenbeck projectors and sit there looking at it on a tiny viewfinder. In fact, I had to take one of the cans to the technician down there and say, I can't open this, what do you do with it? And he just threw it on the floor and it bust open, and I was like, wow, you can't do that with hard drives. This is the song Progress. The line, I believe in progress, especially in the context of the album, it kind of takes on a double-edged sword meaning. On one level, it's quite a superficial pop song and you're talking about progress and, you know, the relentless drive forward of the human race. It's got rid of what was a dangerous and, you know, unsafe and dirty job, but it has come at the tremendous cost to the communities that relied on it. And we're looking at progress, but we're also looking at who and what gets left behind by it. I remember finding this line.
These men look the same as they have always looked.
These men look the same as they have always looked. They talk as they've always talked.
But before your eyes, they are changing.
But before your eyes, they're changing. And it spoke so perfectly about mechanisation and automation and the kind of ideas that we wanted to talk about in that song. But it also kind of framed the band as well and the steps that we're trying to take in changing and growing as a band. Sifting through a lot of material and hoping to find these nuggets that will work in the context of your music. I think from the start we have had this question of, you know, this is an interesting concept, but are you either going to run out of material or run out of ideas? But I think it's a really interesting way of working. I think it really suits our set of skills as musicians and as writers, and I don't see any real limits being placed in it. I think you could really go anywhere with this.
That's Jay Wilgoose, Esquire, of the band Public Service Broadcasting. The new album is out Friday. It's called Every Valley.